Thunder Bay, it's so far, so good, for the resumption of in-school learning in Thunder Bay area schools. Students return to classrooms Monday for the first time since the start of the Christmas holiday break. Both major local school boards reported that all their classrooms were open and operational. Some Ontario boards of education had warned last week that classes could be cancelled with little notice because of Omicron-related staffing shortages. They said the return to physical classrooms could be disrupted by the absence of teachers and other education workers who unexpectedly are forced to go into self-isolation. Lakehead Public Schools received more than 16,000 rapid antigen test kits from the province late last week. The board initially posted a social media message that indicated it had received only 1,600 kits, but that was an error. The kits were delivered to local schools on the weekend as part of the voluntary testing program for staff and students. Each person will receive 2 kits. A public board spokesperson said Monday, "We will know if we have enough for all students and staff in the coming days. It will depend on attendance." A representative of the Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board said, "We have received all rapid tests for those who the ministry deemed needed them." Both boards were still awaiting the arrival of high-efficiency air filters from the province. They were reportedly shipped over the weekend, and are expected to arrive in Thunder Bay shortly. The filters will be installed in classrooms to reduce the risk of the transmission of the virus.